Tyra ripped a bouquet of roses from my hands and threw it to the ground. Ew! Gross! You're embarrassing me! Can't you see the whole school is watching? You're disgusting, ugly, and a total dork! This is so gross! She stomped on the flowers that I saved all month for, and then she slapped me. She ran sobbing and fell into the arms of the captain of the football team. That was the most embarrassing day of my high school life. Hi, I'm Nate. My crush publicly humiliated me on Valentine's Day, but now she's stalking me. Do you have a unique title idea? Post them in the comments below, and give a like to the ones you want to see animated. Now, back to the story. I always thought I'd never get up the courage to ask my crush out. Tyra was just one of those girls, you know, the pretty, popular ones, the ones who feel like they're unattainable, and she only hangs out with the cool kids, the ones who throw parties and have all the best clothes. Compared to her, I was nothing, or that's what I used to think. Until one day, out of nowhere, some stranger handed me a note that changed my mind. I was just sitting on a bench waiting for the bus. The note said, "You're more special than you give yourself credit for. Do the thing you've always wanted to do." And in that moment, I felt so happy. It was just some guy handing out random notes to strangers, and it really made my day. Made my week, even. Heck, it made my year. From that moment on, I started believing in myself more. It felt so strange having a bit of self-esteem. I went to school with a smile on my face, and did things with more confidence. I talked to people more, I had more fun, and I even got it in my head that I should really go for it. I had to ask Tyra out. Unfortunately, the world of popular, beautiful people didn't care that I had gained confidence. To them, I was still a nobody. If only I knew that before I put my plan into motion. I saved a bit of my allowance every week. I even started doing a paper route, and as Valentine's Day came creeping closer, I made sure everything was ready. When the 14th came, I painted the banner and asked some friends to help me hold it up from the school's second floor. I somehow convinced some members of the school's orchestra to play the moment Tyra appeared, and I stood there, waiting for the girl of my dreams to come out of the gym. I caught sight of her first. She was walking out of PE with her group of friends. The musicians began to play when I gave them the signal. My friends unfurled a banner that said, "Will you go out with me, Tyra?" And people started to notice that something was up. Everyone, except Tyra. I stood there, my arms holding out the flowers for her, and then she bumped into me. "What the heck? Can't you watch where you're going?" Tyra took her earbuds off and glowered at me with menace in her eyes. But then, her friends tapped her on the shoulders and pointed at the banner, and then the violinists. Tyra turned bright red, but not the kind of red you get from blushing. Tyra was furious. She yelled at me and stomped on the flowers I wanted to give her, and then she ran over to the football team and pretended to faint into Paul's arms. I guess it was stupid of me not to notice that she had a crush on him. After all, the only reason I was introduced to her was because she kept coming to our lunch table whenever Paul and I would hang out, and she was definitely only interested in talking to Paul. Paul, of course, being the awesome buddy that he is, immediately let go of her and ran to me. "Are you okay, dude? What a total—" "Don't you dare finish that sentence. She'll come around. And I'm okay, I think. Just got my heart broken in front of everyone and their cameras. No big deal." Tyra looked at Paul as if he'd lost his mind. She literally threw herself at her and he dumped her in front of everyone to run to his buddy's side. It must have been doubly embarrassing for her, so I kinda pitied her a bit. Tyra didn't come around though. She never came to our lunch table again after that incident, and she would avoid running into me in the halls. Whenever she saw me, even when I was 50 feet away, she'd look at me as if I'd drowned her cat. It really hurt too when she started spreading nasty rumors about me, saying I was a creep and that I was stalking her. I kinda just took it on the chin, cause I knew the videos of her getting dumped by Paul immediately after she rejected me must be embarrassing for her. But after she photoshopped a photo of me outside her bedroom window to get me into trouble, I was done with it. The principal called us both into her office, and I was so scared. I thought I was gonna get suspended for something I didn't do. But then, the principal ordered Tyra to apologize to me. Apologize? Am I hearing you right, Principal Jones? He is stalking me. Like, he literally scared me half to death when he was outside my window. Oh please, young lady. I may be 55, but even I can tell that photo is fake. Next time, when you want attention, ask your parents for it. I do not tolerate my students committing fraud and defaming other people in this school. You are suspended until further notice. I've called your parents, and they are on their way. Some people didn't believe the photo was fake, though. Even though anyone with a working eye could see it. Some girls, especially Tyra's friends, bullied me about it. Paul was always there to defend me, though, and whenever we would hang out, none of them ever said anything bad about me. The one really nice outcome of the Tyra disaster, though, was that I got to meet her sisters. They were there when Tyra's parents gave me their apology for what their daughter tried to do. I mean, I didn't need them to apologize. It wasn't their fault. But since Tyra got the police involved, and the cops, literally went to my house after she posted the photo and called 911, Tyra's family felt like they needed to talk to me and my parents. During that visit, Tyra's older sisters expressed their sympathy and sincerest apologies. And that led to something I would not have expected in 100 years. I never knew Ira and Celine. They were a couple years ahead of us, and were already in college. All I knew about them were the stories from the seniors about how awesome they were, and how some of the guys from the graduating class all had crushes on them. When Paul's friends said they looked like models, they weren't kidding. And I thought Tyra was the most beautiful girl I'd ever seen. Boy, was I mistaken. Ira and Celine gave me long, tight hugs after that meeting, and they both gave me a kiss on the cheek. And then, they went in for another hug, a much longer one. That was the first clue for me. The next one was when they DM'd me on my Insta, right after they drove off. They followed me, I followed them back, and so the weirdest thing that happened to me began. They asked me out on a date. They both did. At the same time. And I was so confused. I didn't know if I should tell either of them that they both asked me out. Would it be inappropriate? Should I keep it a secret? Did Ira know her sister wanted to date me? Did Celine? But then Celine texted me this. Oh, by the way, if you want to save time and just take both of us on the same date, we're fine with that. My mind exploded. I went on the date, of course, I'm not stupid. And since then, the girls have been coming to pick me up from school. And Tyra hated seeing that. Every time Ira and Celine would pull up, all the boys would come running to see Tyra's sisters. They were all in awe that a dork like me ended up dating two goddesses. The girls idolized them. And so they too started wanting to talk to me. I kept it friendly, though. I would never cheat on my girlfriends. They're absolutely perfect. The best vindication of all? Now that everyone else thinks I'm attractive, and now that I've become popular, Tyra wants back in. Can you believe it? She publicly humiliated me, stomped on my feelings, called me ugly and gross, and now that other girls wanted me, she won't stop trying to talk to me. But why would I? I may have lost her, but that was for the better, because I quickly found out how shallow she was, and said I got her hotter, more mature, more genuine sisters. I love them, and they love me. That's more than I can say for Tyra, who only wants me now that dating me turned out to be socially important. Her sisters and I would go out to all the nice restaurants, and I may be imagining it, but it seems like Tyra's been following us. Everywhere we go, she seems to always be somewhere nearby, watching us. I found it really creepy, but I could never tell if it was really her, because she was always covered up. Until one night, as I was about to go to bed, and I turned my lights off, and she was there, right outside my window. I quickly took a photo of her before she ducked into bushes. Oh, how the tables had turned. I posted that photo of her, and it spread through the school like wildfire. This time, people knew that photo was legit. Celine and Ira told me to report her for stalking when they found out. And they found out, too, that she had an entire journal detailing my entire route on a day-to-day basis. It gave me the creeps. But I didn't report her. She got suspended again. I'm sure she's learned her lesson by now. Besides, her sisters are keeping a very, very close eye on her.